Siman Reish Nun Vav. Shulchan Aruch says, when Klai Yisrael is be Yeshuvam, the way used to be in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in Bavel, the right way, they were Tekan, Erev Shabbos, Shesh Tekiyas, six Tekiyas, to Lehavdus Amun Malacha, as a reminder for people to stop doing Malacha before Shabbos. And their Moshe says that based on this, there are Neig and many Kilos Kadoshis that went before Shabbos, but half an hour or an hour before Shabbos, the Shatz of Shlich Tzibur calls out to remind everyone to get ready for Shabbos, and this instead of the old Tekiyas they did in former years. And Roy Luna B'chomakum Kein, this is something that should be done in all places wherever it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah explains that when it says half an hour or an hour for Shabbos, it means a half an hour or an hour before what we call Shkia. And this is an announcement that the Shlich Tzibur, the person in charge, will make the old people in the city, they should finish getting ready for Shabbos. Now, in terms of the people who are Ba'al Malachos, who work in different crafts and different professions, so there, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, we had the Simration and Aleph ready, and the right thing is to send somebody around a little earlier to tell them to stop doing their Malacha. And the time, he says, is 2.5 hours before it says Kachavim, which way the Mishnah Berurah figures it out using Rabbi Tam's Manim, it's about 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia. So that's a little bit earlier than the general announcement for people to finish getting ready for Shabbos. There's a drop before that, about 1 hour and 15 minutes before Shkia, the announcement should go out, the message should go out to all the Baal Malacha that they should finish up doing their Malachas and get ready for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also brings to the Magen Avraham, the people who have stores, the storefronts, they should close their stores about 1 hour before Shabbos, always big mishul, because sometimes an important person, the officer of the king, will come in to do business with them, to buy something for them before they have a chance to close, and they'll be stuck with them until Mamish comes Shabbos. Like this, if they close down 1 hour before Shabbos, if anyone comes before that, there's enough time to finish up before Shabbos. If anybody comes within the last hour before Shabbos, then the store's already closed, so they'll come and they'll find the store is closed. He also points out to Mishnah Berurah another reason why it's kedai to have the stores closed an hour before Shabbos, as he brings from Chayyadim, because the ladies go shopping in the stores, only when they get home from the store, that's when they, you know, they get ready, take showers, and get dressed to cover Shabbos before Lugas Neiris. And the store is open until too late, people push off their shopping too late, and by the time they get home, they start getting ready for Shabbos, the Reyes Sabbath will end up Chas HaShalom doing Chilul Shabbos, especially in the winter when the days are short, the Fridays are short, therefore, it's appropriate that the store should be closed earlier, this way all business, no shopping, will be done early enough in the day, there'll be enough time to get ready for Shabbos and be ready in time for Lich Benchin time. Now, Mishnah Berurah also points out another kokel, another mistake people have, that they think that until Baruch Hu or until Kabbalah Shabbos, the way we say Kabbalah Shabbos nowadays, you can still do Malacha no matter what time it is. And really, once it's Laila, once it's Shkia or whatever it is, it's too late, you cannot do Malacha anymore. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, Kedai to have Kabbalah Shabbos taking place a bit earlier, and this way, once it comes Baruch Hu or Kabbalah Shabbos, people realize they no longer do Malacha, and they'll stop doing Malacha before Shkia. Mishnah Berurah says, even this Angono, usually you don't start Shul until he comes. Here, if he's running late, he comes late, he should start without him. It's not covered for him to wait for him. It's going to bring the Chol Shabbos. It's more of a schus for him that Chol Shabbos not take place through him. In the Shaar Tzion, he brings down that the Aruch Reinu will say, the Primogonim says, they should do Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, before Baruch Hu wait till it's my Kriya Shema. The Shaar Tzion, the Chavetz Chaim writes, maybe that was his days, but nowadays it won't work. People will come to Shul just for Meir, and they'll be doing Malacha past Shkia, and coming to Shul just for Meir, just for Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says, the best thing to do, many Kilos Kadosh, is do this. Even Baruch Hu takes place early, takes place before Shabbos, possibly even before Shkia, to avoid the Chol Shabbos and Chamura. And just remind everyone to say Kriya Shema again when they come home. Many people won't listen, but whoever will listen, will listen. Whoever won't listen to that, at least they'll get Kriya Shema again when they say Kriya Shema Lamita. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says, man Kilos Kadolos, where you can't make these big announcements, hour, half an hour before Shabbos, still, the right thing to do is have people go around, go down the streets, and remind the storekeepers to close the stores, remind people to batch licht, and many big cities have chaburis kadeshis, that used on Eshkoch Shabbos, and they take care of this, Asher Chokom, the Mazaka people, in the Chizagel covered Shabbos, Chizagel Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, and Bezeicha through this, to Baal Gedele Yisrael. That's the bracha, where brings based the Gemara of Hazar Benair and Shabbos, Tav Chav Gimel. Mazaka, other people, Kavachemer, Zichla, Bixchlis. The starts in Rishon Zion. At Shabbos, also to be a matmin, to wrap up the food after the food is cooked. They want to wrap it up in pillows and mattresses and sheets and blankets to protect the heat. Now they'll wrap it up, even something that's not myself, something that's not add heat. Once it's Chashir, once it's Shabbos, they're afraid that you might find it not warm enough, you end up cooking it, and there's no Isser Bishal Achabishal. But there I saw, Chashash Hashem Yechat Abincholim, Yechat Mishamavir. Sabbath Chashir, Ben Ashmash, still there's no Isser being matmin, and a Dovish Ein Mois of Hevel, it's something that is not Mois of Heat. However, Timatman is something that's Mitzvah Havel, Mitzvah Heat, is also even Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, and even if you do early in the day in Erev Shabbos, and Timatman from Erev Shabbos to Mitzvah Shabbos, if there's a minute Timatman or not, but from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, it's also Timatman, and even if you do early in the day, it is also. Awesome.